It's time to get down. It's time to get down.
Hey, boys and girls. Welcome to the best podcast in the history of mankind. It's Monty's Rockcast. And now, here's your host, Monty Colvin.
Hey, 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 it's Monty. Welcome to the Rockcast.
We are entering the Twilight Zone here.
So glad you could join me, and if this is the first time you've heard this show, well, let me explain to you how it works. For the next 50 minutes to an hour, I will cover many topics, including music, pop culture, and anything else that I feel like talking about. And I usually start out my podcast with a little monologue where I talk about something, but not today, because I have way too much to cover in such a short time. I've got emails to read, I've got your top tens, I've got cool songs to play for you, and that leaves no room for a monologue. So no, I'm not going to go off on some rant about how great this show is, or how lucky you are that you get to download these for free, or to explain to you how incredibly time-consuming each episode is for me to do them. Because honestly, there's a lot of things I could be doing with my time right now, you know, like working on my book, or doing a painting, or writing new songs, which I am doing, by the way, and some of them are going really well. Just lots of heavy riffs and catchy melodies.
Isn't he great?
And so as you can see, there's a lot I got going on in my life, and I certainly don't have time to do a monologue on today's show.
Good!
So don't worry about that. I'm not going to bore you with a bunch of stuff about telling you how much I appreciate you for listening to the show and all that. I know you've heard it all before, and besides, what would I even say in a monologue? This is episode number 175. I mean, I've pretty much covered it all over the years. So I thought, you know, I'm just not going to do one.
That's the good news.
So I thought, you know, I'm just going to say, hi, this is Monty, welcome to the Rockcast, and then just get right to it.
Go ahead and do it.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm going to do.
Come on!
So thanks for listening. I really appreciate you joining me, and enjoy the show.
It's going to be awful.
Let's do an email or two, starting out with one from Jeff Moore. And apparently Jeff didn't even know until recently that he was a Rockcast Hall of Famer. But he wrote to tell me thank you for such an honor. And he also had a question, which was, hey Monty, you doing okay?
Fascinating question, really, isn't it?
Well, thanks for asking, Jeff. And well, yeah, I guess I'm doing all right. I mean, the year didn't start off great with battling the kidney stones and all of that. But I'm feeling much better now. However, the only thing you need to know about me is that I have kids. Yeah, and they're all young, and they pretty much control every aspect of my life. If it's not a play we're going to, it's a recital or orchestra concert or a Little League game. Or worst of all, a Cub Scout camp out. I had to go on one of those last year, and I had to sleep on the ground in a tent, and it was terrible. And so this year when I heard one was coming up, I said, no way, we're not going. And I don't know why it is parents these days think they have to be involved in everything. When I was a kid, I was in Boy Scouts, but my parents never went with me. They just dropped me off and said, have fun. But these days, it's like we're obligated to show up and set up the camp and be a part of the award ceremonies. And I would try and act interested, but, you know, the boy doesn't really care about any of it. He just wants to show up and run around like a maniac. And so earning a badge for carving a piece of soap isn't really a big deal to him. And so I said, let's just drop him off like my parents would have done, and we'll pick him up the next day. And so that's what we did. And when we went back the next morning to get him, oh my God, you should have seen the looks on the parents' faces. The ones who did spend the night looked like they had just been through the worst experience of their lives. And the boy jumps in our vehicle with his backpack and pillow. And as I'm driving out of there, I see the head scoutmaster and I give him a wave. And he looks at me and he's not even smiling and he gives me one of those head nods that are kind of like, yeah, screw you. And as his eyes burned right through me, it was kind of like he was saying, yeah, I've been here all night with these snotty-ass little punks. Where were you? But I thought, hey, no one forced you to be scoutmaster. That was your own bad decision. But I did appreciate being able to get out of that, even though scouting is a good thing. They teach our children to be honest, responsible, well-rounded individuals. However, I just wish they'd teach them to eat a little better. Because on the drive home, we said, hey, what'd you have for dinner last night? And he said, hot dogs, Cheetos, Doritos, and donuts.
That isn't healthy.
But what are you going to do? We live in America, and you just got to hope that your kids end up doing something other than dealing drugs. I mean, if the boy had been born in Japan, he'd be a virtuoso on violin by now. But we gave him a guitar 2 years ago for Christmas, and it's sat in the corner ever since. Because all he wants to do is watch TV or kill something in a video game. And I keep hoping he'll get interested in sports, and the other day I thought he almost had. Because I was sitting there watching a basketball game when he comes walking in, and he's standing there for a little bit, and all of a sudden he turns to me and says, hey, Dad. And I said, yeah, Draven, thinking that he was about to ask me a question about the game. When he said, did you know they sell guns on eBay?
Oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah, apparently the boy has decided that he's going to be a rock star slash hunter. And I said, oh, well, I need to introduce you to Ted Nugent. And he said, oh, cool. When can he come over?
It's a free-for-all.
And speaking of Ted Nugent, I know the media and people are always bashing him for saying crazy shit all the time. But I love that guy, and I agree with him most of the time.
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
And
that was really all I had to say.
Very pointed and provocative commentary.
Something else that I like is new music. And here's something from a band that I love, and they're called Seosin. The name of the CD is Along the Shadow. Check it out. I think it's been about 7 or 8 years since Seosin released an album, and in the meantime, they replaced their singer with the guy who was their original singer. And so I didn't really know if I was going to like this new CD because I loved the other singer. But as it turns out, yeah, they're still a great band, they write great songs, and their drummer, Alex Rodriguez, is one of my favorite drummers ever. And no, it's not the A-Rod steroid-using baseball player. It's just A-Rod kick-ass drummer.
We'll take it all apart.
Another new CD that's out there is from Thrice. It's a little on the slow and moody side, but I kind of like it. The name of the CD is To Be Everywhere Is To Be Nowhere. So join me now as we check out some Thrice. And finally, one of my favorite bands of Mice and Men has a new CD, and it's live. It's called Live at Brixton. And I haven't even heard this yet, so we're checking it out at the same time. Let me know what you think. Unless you just hate it and you're writing to tell me that I'm stupid. And in that case, just keep your comments to yourself.
Where does this twisted logic come from?
I'm feeling.
All right, time now for a top 10 list. And this one comes from a guy who I have been begging for years to submit another top 10 list because he's so good. And of course, I would be talking about none other than two-time champion of the top 10 playoffs, John Huff in Canada. And he has sent me an audio MP3 of his list, so I don't even have to read it. So without further ado, take it away, John Huff.
It is time. Not so long ago, I stood atop the Rockcast universe as the only man to win the top 10 playoffs twice.
That sounds impressive, doesn't it?
This I accomplished with the list heard round the world. John from Canada's list of the top 10 lists that will not win the Rockcast playoffs.
Seriously?
It was a watershed moment. It was a paradigm shift. And then, at the peak of my powers, I was gone. I was far away, yes, but not so far that I could not hear the whispers. Where is he? Why is he silent? Will he come back to us? The answer is yes.
Move over Harrison Ford. This guy can act.
David Bowie is gone. Brian Johnson is gone. But I return to you now with my list of the top 10 reasons why I have not submitted a list since becoming a two-time champion. Here we go.
Number 10. I will serve no list before it's time. Number 9. Look, John Huff's got to look out for John Huff. Who know that better than John Huff? You say, will John Huff compete? Only John Huff knows that. Only John Huff knows what's best for John Huff. So John Huff says maybe John Huff might say yes to John Huff. Yo.
Say what?
Number 8.
Racist!
Received threats from another Rockcast listener. The threats were anonymous, but I'm looking at you, Mr. David Whiteman.
The new face of evil.
Number 7. Working with Tesla Motor Company on a prototype minivan called the Model H, otherwise known as the Hellmobile.
It's evil.
Number 6. Thoroughly unnerved by the concept of sausage balls.
Isn't that disgusting?
Number 5. 4 words.
Rockcast. Substance. Abuse. Program.
Number 4. Hired to coach the Los Angeles Temptation of the Lingerie Football League.
Nice!
Number 3. Recruited to arrange a Guns N' Roses reunion. Slash and Axl agreed to do it, only if I could get Galactic Cowboys to start writing new material.
Mission accomplished.
What planet are you living on?
Number 2.
All crunchy all the time, mother...
And the number 1 reason why I haven't entered since becoming a 2-time top 10 champion... Monty's been paying for a house. I couldn't afford first place. So there's my list. Hope you enjoyed it.
Toodaloo.
Oh yeah, John Huff from Canada. Nice job, my friend. And he knows he can send me a list anytime he wants because they're always great. But he goes the extra mile this time and sends an MP3, so nice touch. And it got me to thinking, you know, if any of you ever want to send me an MP3 talking about anything, feel free to do it. I mean, anymore, it's so easy to record yourself if you've got GarageBand or whatever on your computer. Just make an MP3 and email it to me.
Okay, but of course, that will never happen.
If you've been to a concert and want to give me a review of it, or you're pissed off about something and you want to tell me about it, or you just want to give me some feedback about the show, it's all good. So, yeah, send me your audio MP3s and let your voice be heard.
I am not capable.
Moving on, I thought I'd talk a little bit about Nick Menza. And if you didn't hear, Nick was a former drummer of Megadeth back when they were doing Holy Wars. And he died recently of a heart attack, and he was only 51. And I hated to hear it because he was not only a great drummer, he seemed like he was a really good guy. I met him when Galactic Cowboys was out touring with Dream Theater back in the 90s, and he just showed up backstage one night, and I talked to him briefly, and he seemed really cool. But once again, I don't know what's going on, but celebrities and rock stars are just dropping like flies. In fact, I don't know if I can get through this entire episode before somebody else kicks it. But Nick Menza, rest in peace, and apparently he died on stage. And I'm guessing by now somebody has probably said he went out just the way he would have wanted it, doing the thing he loved. But honestly, speaking for myself, that is not the way I want to go. I do not want anyone's final memories of me being a horrible, nightmarish concert experience. I'd just as soon pass away in my sleep at home.
You're bumming me out, old man.
In less depressing news, I got a lot of nice comments and messages from you guys. Several of you said you really liked that Honeymoon Suite song that I played. Sean McClure said that song is one of his favorites of all time, and he said he also loved the That Pisses Me Off segment. And he said it was unlike anything I've ever done before.
That's not true!
Well, thanks so much, Sean. You know, I like to keep things fresh here on the Rockcast. And that's why I'm always trying to come up with brand new stuff, because I wouldn't want anybody to get bored and stop listening.
That is seriously being considered.
I also heard from Dave Ferris, who said he really loved the concert review I did about finally getting to see The Who. He said he understands how emotional it can be when you finally get to see musicians who have inspired you over the years, because he recently got to go see Steve Smith play drums with Journey, and he knows how I feel. Dave also wanted to point out that I had mistakenly referred to Simon Townsend as Pete Townsend's son when he is in fact Pete Townsend's brother.
Everybody knows that.
So yeah, sorry about that faux pas. My bad.
You idiot.
I also got a few questions from you guys. One was from Jimmy G in Chicago. And he said, "Hey, Monty, tonight I was restringing my bass and I broke the G string side of the nut. Yes, you heard me. I busted a nut."
Ha ha!
Okay, Jimmy G, I don't know if that's good or bad. But his question was, have you ever broke an instrument to the point you had to have it repaired? And the answer to that is yeah. I mean, when you jump around a lot like I do, stuff will come loose. And one night we were playing in Chicago, and of course it was on stage in front of people because nothing ever goes wrong in practice. But I was jumping around, and I've got these strap lock things on my bass, and one of them just ripped right out of the body.
He's got a loose screw.
That's right, a loose screw.
And the other crazy thing that happened was when we were filming the first Galactic Cowboy video for I'm Not Amused, and we were out in the desert in Tucson, Arizona, and I was using this old 8-string Kramer. It was one of those things with the aluminum neck, and I guess I was beating on that thing too hard, and all of a sudden, the body just broke in half. And I'm literally just standing there holding two pieces of a bass. And so I put it back in the case, and that's where it stayed for years. And I ended up either selling it or giving it to a friend, and I believe he fixed it. But that's what happened to that bass.
Wow, great. Who cares?
And coincidentally, I got a message from Monty Duke who said, "Hey man, on the song I'm Not Amused back in the 90s, was that a 12-string bass?" And the answer is, no, that was actually that 8-string Kramer that I broke in the video. I didn't actually get that 12-string hammer until we were almost finishing the first album. And so it was that Kramer 8 that I used on I'm Not Amused and Sea of Tranquility and most of that album.
This is fresh, brand new information.
I also got a question from Greg Skipton who said, "Hey Monty, did you happen to see the Carolina Rebellion Festival on Axis TV?" Yeah, Greg, I did see about 8 hours of that. And a lot of it was really good, some nice footage, and the sound quality was excellent. And the lineup was not bad either. I thought Anthrax was really good. I thought Alice Cooper was once again pretty killer. I thought Megadeth was good. I thought Rob Zombie was fairly entertaining. I thought Bullet for My Valentine just crushed it. And I even liked Disturbed, even though they did a whole medley of cover tunes. And for the life of me, I don't know why, when you have a bunch of albums out of original music, why you would want to do a cover tune of a U2 song. But I guess when you're headlining a festival, you can do whatever you want and it doesn't matter.
That's correct.
Of course, there was some other stuff that I saw that I didn't care much for.
Give me an example.
Well, for instance, Lamb of God. I have tried so hard to get into them and I just cannot. To me, they've got a lot of heavy riffs, but just not a lot of hooks, and after a while, I literally fell asleep.
Boring!
However, a band that I was completely mesmerized by was Ghost. They're very mysterious and kind of scary, and I just couldn't take my eyes off of it.
What's so remarkable about that?
And I don't even know how heavy you'd call them, but they definitely rock, and they're definitely on my bucket list now to see live.
I'm afraid of them!
Another band that was amazing was Bring Me the Horizon. They're some young dudes from the UK, and they bring it real strong. And I know when a band can blow my mind just on TV, you know they're going to be great in person. So I would definitely love to see them again. I've seen them once at Warped Tour, but I gotta go see them again. This is Bring Me the Horizon.
Bye.
So yeah, I watched the Carolina Rebellion Festival, but there was some other stuff I saw on TV. For instance, I saw a Cheap Trick concert on the Audience Network. And I always love seeing Cheap Trick because they're such a great band and Robin Zander just still has such an amazing voice. But I don't know if Rick Nielsen has just gotten sloppy in his old age or if he's always been that way. But wow, his playing on this thing was just real sloppy. But they are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. They've got nothing to prove anymore, so I guess he figures, what the hell?
Nobody cares.
But anyway, I was watching it with my wife, Lindsay, and she didn't really know much about Cheap Trick. And that always surprises me because, God, they've been around forever. But when they started playing Surrender, she said, oh, I didn't know they did this song. And I said, yep, that's Cheap Trick. And then they started playing Big Eyes, and she said, are they saying gay guys?
What?
And I said, well, yes, they are. Haven't you ever heard of gay guys? I keep falling for the gay guys.
Fabulous.
Yeah, so anyway, not the best Cheap Trick concert I've ever seen, but there was some good interview stuff on it, and it was worth watching. However, something that wasn't worth watching was the Billboard Music Awards. Much like the Grammys or the American Music Awards, it pretty much all sucked ass. And to truly know how bad this show was, all you need to know is that it opened with a performance by Britney Spears.
Oh, God, help me.
She was obviously lip-syncing through the whole thing, and it went on forever. I think about 20 minutes. It was like a mini-concert.
Kill me!
And I know you're not going to believe this, but at the end of it, she wound up on a stripper pole.
I am just stunned.
Yeah, who would have guessed?
I can't believe it.
Now, the show was hosted by some R&B singer whose name I can't remember, and Ludacris, which also describes most of the content on this fine program. And while I sat and watched the likes of Justin Bieber perform and receive awards, that's when I realized that our society has truly been brainwashed. You see, I know people have bad taste in general anyway, but if you tell them something over and over and over, eventually they will believe it. Whether it be that transgenders are healthy, normal people, or that Justin Bieber is talented and Kanye West is a genius.
I love him!
And it's the stupidity of the following masses that make TV shows like this possible. And so I don't really have a whole lot else to say about it other than it culminated with a salute to Celine Dion. The Go-Go's left their kids in the minivan long enough to reunite and play We've Got the Beat. And Madonna did a tribute to Prince where she was joined by Stevie Wonder on stage to sing Purple Rain.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, and it was as bad as it sounds like it was. So if you missed the Billboard Awards, be thankful. I watched it so you didn't have to.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. I've got yet another email here. This one comes from Phil Robinson, and he says, hey, Monty, I was shuffling through the old iTunes this morning, and Ranch on Mars Part 2 Set Me Free from the Machine Fish Suite popped up. And I have to say, it's still one of my favorite GC tunes to this day. And good God, I don't know if I've ever heard a more growling bass tone. Love it. Well, thanks so much, Phil. And yeah, I like that song too. It was on our album, At the End of the Day. And I know a lot of you guys like the Total Breakdown segments I do, so why don't we do one for this song, Set Me Free?
I don't want to hear it.
Well, all right then, here's a Monty's Total Breakdown. Well, let me first explain the title of the song. It's Ranch on Mars Part 2, Set Me Free. And it kind of goes all the way back to 1989 when Galactic Cowboys first got together. And everything looked so promising, and I had such freedom to write whatever I felt like writing. And so I wrote this song called Galactic Cowboy Theme Song. And we liked it so much that we ended up writing a shorter version of it called Ranch on Mars Reprise. And we planned on opening the first album with Galactic Cowboy Theme Song, and then later on in the album having the reprise. But when we played it for our A&R guy at Geffen, he was like, nobody's got a theme song.
It's downright stupid.
So I ended up rewriting the words to the song and calling it Ranch on Mars, but he still didn't want to put it on the album. However, we did end up putting the reprise on the first album. Now fast forward to when we were going to do the second album, Space in Your Face, and we still had the song Ranch on Mars laying around. And so we re-recorded the whole thing, put some trumpets on there, and made it really cool, and Geffen still didn't like it.
No!
So we put it at the end of Space in Your Face as a hidden track. So we did everything that Geffen wanted us to do, and yet they still ended up dropping us off their label. We also parted ways with two different management companies, and our dreams of being rich rock stars were destroyed and left in the rubble. So in 1998, when it was time to write for the At the End of the Day album, I decided to make a little mini rock opera, and I called it the Machine Fish Suite. And it was basically seven songs that were tied together that told the story of how we got signed and then screwed over. And Ranch on Mars Part 2 was kind of a ballad where I was just saying, hey, even though everything went to crap, at least I've got my life back. I sang the lead vocal on this song, and Phil also mentioned my bass tone, and that was my Zaun 8 string. Love that bass. Musically, I kind of reused that riff out of the original Ranch on Mars reprise, and it ended up being kind of a Robin Trower-ish kind of tune. that's kind of the story behind the song Set Me Free. And I hope you enjoyed another installment of Monty's Total Breakdown.
Look back on that. That was just a big waste of everybody's time.
And that, my friends, is going to do it for another episode of the Rockcast.
It is unbelievable how bad it is getting.
Before I go, I wanted to ask you if you'd do me a couple of little favors. The first thing is when you go to download Monty's Rockcast on the iTunes store, make sure and leave a positive rating. Apparently that kind of thing helps to improve the exposure and profile of the show on the iTunes store. Or at least that's what I've heard. The second thing is go to my website, MontyColvin.net.
I can't do that.
There you will find photos, my CDs and paintings, and you can order yourself a Rockcast t-shirt.
I'm sick of paying for everything!
I wanted to give a special shout out to some of you who have ordered my CDs recently, including Michael Layden in Pennsylvania, Christopher Cox in Texas, Jonathan Goad in Arkansas, Garrett Smith in California, Michael Day in Indy, Keith in Washington, Eric in Georgia, and Anthony in Ohio. Thank you all for getting yourself some crunchy. Also, thanks to Richard in Pennsylvania and Chris Archer in Canada for buying t-shirts. And thanks to everyone for your very kind donations, including Paul in Florida and Jess Woodard in Texas. You guys rule. And because you are so awesome, I'm going to play you a song off the new Volbeat album. It's called Seal the Deal, Let's Boogie, and this is the title track. I love the way they mix metal and rockabilly and all that stuff together and just make it really, really melodic.
I don't like it!
Now, on the next episode, I can't promise anything, but I'm hoping to have some really big news and a major announcement for you. Does it pertain to the podcast or Galactic Cowboys or Crunchy or just me? Well, you'll just have to wait to find out.
Well, I mean, can you imagine what that would be?
Until then, this has been Monty saying take care. Don't let anyone tell you what to like unless it's me. And
rock on.
Dark. Fools!
The end.